Can I go down to the lake?
But just wait a minute, Molly. You have to help your father unpack the car. Oh, isn't this the cutest cabin?
Yeah, it's nice. I'm ready to get out and do some fishing. There's supposed to be a lot of nice crappies and sunnies in this lake.
Can I go with you, Dad? Here's the bag you wanted, Mom. This place is kind of little.
It's cozy. We should be spending most of our time at the lake. And I'll be on the beach, and you and your dad will be fishing.
Molly and I are going to head down to the lake now.
Will you grab that box of food and put it in the icebox before you go?
Whether you live here or are just visiting for the weekend, a week or two, or for the summer, you might see that things have changed a little bit when it comes to what a vacation may have looked like. The cabin you are now standing in was donated by Madden's Resort when they dismantled Lumbertown, USA. After the logging era ended, the beauty of the lakes and the potential for fishing, hunting, and recreation led to a promising new industry, tourism. So many popular resorts and well-known landmarks appeared. The Cross Lake Store, the Log Jam, Moonlight Bay, the Clover Club, and the Manhattan Beach Hotel, to name just a few, became an important part of Cross Lake's history. The earliest resorts did not have indoor plumbing. They had outdoor privies, and water for the cabins was supplied by hand pumps like the pump in the yard on the village grounds. Wood-burning cook stoves and ice boxes rounded out the amenities. This cabin is a clear depiction of what you would have stayed in when vacationing in this area. After you've looked around here, you'll find yourself at the blacksmith shop.